In spite of the agonizing pain, he began hobbling towards the finish line in last place. Tears streamed down his face as his heart filled with disappointment, yet he was determined to finish the race. At that point, a large man from the top row of the stands began to run towards the track. It was Tim Redman, Derek's father, disregarding security guards, running over people, determined that no one would stop him. He ran to his son's side. At first, Derek tried to push him away, not realizing it was his father. He thought someone was trying to help him quit the race. "Derek, it's me." Recognizing that familiar voice, Derek said, "Dad, I have to finish the race. If you're going to finish the race, then we'll finish it together." With those words, his father took his son in his arms, and together they began to hobble down the track. By this time, the other runners had completed the race, and the crowd realized that Derek wasn't hobbling off the track, but rather he was hobbling towards the finish line, on one leg with his father at his side. In total disbelief, 65,000 fans stood to their feet and began to cheer. The roar of the crowd increased with every painful step. Approaching the finish line, Jim Redman stepped aside to allow Derek to cross by himself. The crowd exploded into thunderous applause and emotional release. Derek collapsed into his father's embrace, and both wept on each other's shoulders, along with 65,000 fans and millions of viewers. Derek had finished a race the world would never forget. Through the example of Joseph, I want to look at the subject of finishing well. And we have been looking at the life of Joseph, and tonight I want to just conclude with this message about finishing well. Turn to Genesis chapter 50, or you're maybe already there. But here we have the end of Joseph's life. He's coming to the end. He's about to die. And Joseph's life was finished well. He finished well. Let's read Genesis chapter 50, verses 22 to the end of the chapter. The Bible says, "And Joseph dwelt in Egypt, he and his father's house. And Joseph lived 110 years. And Joseph saw Ephraim's children of the third generation. The children also of Machir, the son of Manasseh, were brought up upon Joseph's knees. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I die, and God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land unto the land which ye sware to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones from hence. So Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt." Many of us are very familiar with the story of Joseph and his life. And through all the obstacles and the difficulties that he overcame, and here at the conclusion of his life, he is finishing well. There's an important lesson, an important truth that we see here from the example of Joseph with what he is concerned about at the end of his life. And so I want to look at this subject of finishing well, and I trust it'll be an encouragement for all of us as God's people. The race that we are in to finish well. Joseph finished well, first of all, because he never lost sight of God's plan. He never lost sight of God's plan. God has a plan. He had a plan for Joseph's life. He had a plan for him there in Egypt. You know, it wasn't a mistake. God had him in Egypt for a particular reason. Look down at verse 20 in chapter 50. It says, "But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as it is this day, to save much people alive." It wasn't an accident that Joseph was there in Egypt. No, God had a plan. And Joseph never lost sight of that plan. We remember the dream that he had there at the beginning of the story of Joseph. The hatred that he endured, the false accusations, the separation from his family, and headed and down there in Egypt. And then we see Pharaoh promoting him and him being exalted and being the ruler over the land. This was all part of God's plan for Joseph's life. And he never lost sight of that. He never lost sight that God has a plan. There's a purpose that this is happening. There's a reason I'm here, and God has a plan. And if we're going to finish well, if we're going to finish the race before us, we always have to remember that God has a plan. We're accomplishing his plan. He had a plan for Joseph there in Egypt, and he never lost sight of that. And yet, in our text here tonight, we see that God had a plan to deliver his people. God's plan was for his people to be delivered. I love the verse in the words here of Joseph in verse 24. He says, and God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land unto the land which he sware to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. He didn't forget about this overall plan that God had for the nation of Israel and for his people. And God had a plan to deliver his people. It says, Abraham said, God will surely visit you. He'd never lost sight of God's plan. He knew Egypt wasn't home. He knew Egypt wasn't the end of the story. No, God had a plan. Joseph knew there was more to God's plan. Like I said, Joseph knew Egypt wasn't the end. No, this wasn't where they were going to be dwelling. Joseph remembered the promise, the covenant that he had made with Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and to their seed. God was going to deliver his people. And Joseph knew that. He knew God's plan. And Joseph was able to come to the end of his life and be confident that God was going to deliver, and that his bones could be taken to the promised land, to that land that God had promised where for his people to dwell, because he knew God's plan. He knew God had a plan. And it's important for us as Christians to remember, you know, God has a plan for our lives. We're not just aimlessly going through life. We're not just living a life with no purpose and meaning. No. God has a plan. He has a purpose for your life, for our life as believers. You know, Joseph knew God had a plan to deliver his people because Egypt was not their home. Egypt was just a temporary dwelling place. And that ought to be a reminder for us as believers here tonight, that this life, this earth, is just a temporary dwelling place. Yes, we're here. This is part of God's plan. But let's not forget what's coming, that this is not our permanent place. And I fear that Christians have lost sight of God's plan, or I should say Christians have lost sight of God's plan when they start living for this temporary dwelling place. You forget God's plan when we start living for this life. When our focus, when our attention is here, it shows we've lost sight of God's plan. And many Christians have lost sight of God's plan, that life on this earth, this life, is just a temporary dwelling place. It's not our home. Many Christians today are trying to blend into this world, to this life, and revealing they've lost sight of God's plan. You know, it's a shame. that we as Christians many times try to fit into this world that's not our home. That turn over to Hebrews chapter 11. I just love this passage in Hebrews chapter 11 in verse 13 through 16. Hebrews chapter 11. And it's a reminder for us that this world is not our home. This is not our permanent dwelling place. In verse 13 of Hebrews 11, it says, "These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city." Oh, many Christians today have forgotten that this is not our home. We're just here temporarily. And unlike Joseph, who knew that the deliverance would come one day, we often forget about that which we are living for and that which is to come. And so many Christians are seeking to fit in with this world. They don't want to be different. They don't want to dress differently. They don't want to talk to people about the Lord. They're afraid of what somebody's going to say. They're afraid of saying something is wrong in our culture today. And it's all because they've lost sight of God's plan for their life. So Joseph here at the end of his life and throughout his life, we see he never lost sight of God's plan. I love the picture that we see here of Joseph's life. He said, "Surely God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land unto the land which he sware to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob." And then it goes on in verse 25 saying, "God will surely visit you and ye shall carry up my bones from hence." See, Joseph was very concerned about his bones and that they be taken with him when the nation of Israel was delivered and taken back into the promised land. And we see him finishing his life well. Oh, he didn't want to just be left there. Don't worry about me. Just leave me here. No, he wanted to finish well. He wanted to accomplish all that God wanted his life to accomplish. When we lose sight of God's plan, it causes us to trust in our own plan. It causes us to look to ourselves. And of course, that is not going to turn out well. That ending is not good. If you are going to finish well, you cannot lose sight of God's plan. There are so many different areas in our life that this can represent, that we need to finish well. Whether it's in the area of marriage, in that marriage relationship, or raising children, the battle over sin, or just simply our life as a whole, God's plan is the best plan, and we ought not to lose sight of God's plan. Just a familiar verse here and a reminder for us in Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths." So Joseph finished well because he never lost sight of God's plan. But we also see that Joseph finished well because he never stopped living by faith. To the very end, we see faith coming out of Joseph's life. He says, "Ye shall carry up my bones from hence," in verse 25. Those are words of faith. Here he believed God was going to deliver them. He believed God was going to deliver them. And that was faith. That was him demonstrating faith in his life. That my bones aren't going to stay here in Egypt. This isn't my place. No, God is going to deliver. And when he delivers, you're going to take my bones and take them with you and up back to the promised land. He believed God was going to deliver. Let's turn back over to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, of course, a great passage about faith and those that lived by faith. And Joseph made it into it. And of all the things of Joseph's life that he lived by faith, it mentions here his dying and what they were to do with his bones. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 22, it says, "By faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones." Wow. Those words at the end of his life, finishing his life well, go down in the records in Hebrews 11 as a man that lived by faith. He never stopped living by faith. Joseph wanted to go where God's people went. He wanted to be associated with them. He didn't want to be left there in Egypt. He didn't want his bones left there. No, he wanted to go with God's people. When God's deliverance came, he wanted to be with them. He said, "Ye shall carry up my bones." And there in Hebrews 11, it says he did it by faith. He died in faith. Joseph's command was fulfilled. We see when we, if you look at Exodus chapter 13. Exodus chapter 13 and verse 19. Of course, Moses was used of God to deliver. He was the deliverer that God sent to bring his people out of Egypt. And in Exodus chapter 13, verse 19, I think it's interesting that this is in the Word of God. It says, "And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him. For he had straitly sworn the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones away hence with you." Wow, Joseph knew God was going to deliver. And he demonstrated this faith. He believed God was going to deliver. He demonstrated his faith in God by giving this commandment concerning his bones. It took faith for him to give this commandment. He didn't know how it was all going to work out, maybe unless God had told him. But he knew God had promised to deliver his people. And he gave this commandment to the people of God by faith. The people around him might not have even known what he was referring to. It's not always easy to live by faith. You know, for Joseph to give these words, you know, he didn't see how it was going to happen. To say, "You're going to take my bones, God's going to deliver." But you know, he knew God was going to. And he lived by faith. He demonstrated faith in telling them that they were going to take his bones out of Egypt. You know, it's not always easy to live by faith. That's so true in the Christian life. You know, yes, we know we need to. But you know, the reality is it's not always easy to live by faith. You know, many of us, we know what's right. We know what the truth is. We know what we're supposed to. But when it really comes to it, it takes faith. It takes trust and confidence in God. You know, maybe it's in your home. You know, living by faith isn't going to be easy. But you know what? The only way you're going to go forward is by faith. Maybe in other circumstances in life, whether it's giving or trusting God with being a witness or something else, you know, it's not always going to be easy. But living by faith is the key. You know, I can think of many people over the years in our church that endured reproach. and mockery for doing right. Many that were scorned and laughed at. But you know, at the end, in the end, it was worth it. It will be worth it. And when we choose to live by faith, God won't let us down. We won't be disappointed. And I encourage you tonight to make this decision to live by faith. Don't stop living by faith in your life. You don't need to turn there necessarily, but in Hebrews chapter 11, in verse 13, I love these words. It says, "These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off." You know what? This is how living by faith works. You know what? We take God's word, and it doesn't maybe make sense in the present, but we see God's word, and it's like we see here, these that all died in faith, and Joseph being one of them, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. You know, it takes faith to see into the future. It takes faith to see where our decisions or where trusting God will take us. When we live by faith, we believe what God has said and we stand on it, even if we don't see it with our eyes. You know, Joseph, he was going to die there in Egypt. But you know what? He could see afar off. When God comes to deliver, take my bones with me. He was living by faith. And I think it's important. I love in Hebrews 11, it says in verse 13, how we are to respond. It says, "But having seen them afar and were persuaded of them." Wow. "And embrace them." That's what we need to do if we're going to live by faith. We just have to cling to the Word of God. We have to cling to the promises of God's Word. And be fully persuaded of them and embrace them with our life. And that's what these people did in Hebrews 11. Is that they embraced the promises. They were persuaded of them. Even though it wasn't a reality in their life right then, they could see it afar off. And Joseph, he finished his life well because he never stopped living by faith. The Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. To finish well, you must live by faith. Living a life of faith is such an important foundation to the Christian life. And Joseph, he demonstrated faith in his life. We demonstrate faith in our life by our words. You know, the words that Joseph uttered here at the end of his life showed his faith. You know, our words demonstrate our faith. Our actions demonstrate our faith. Every time you let the Word of God change you, you are living by faith. You're choosing to trust God. You demonstrate faith when you choose to put God first in your life. Maybe in a job. You say, you know what? I'm not going to be able to do that job anymore because it's not pleasing to God. And you say, God, I'm going to trust you for something to do right. Maybe it's in a family. And through our actions, we can demonstrate faith. When you choose to obey God, we're living by faith. When we say, you know, I'm not going to watch that, that's living by faith. I'm not going to wear that anymore, that's living by faith. Every time we choose to live by faith, we please God with our life. And Joseph finished his life well because he lived by faith. Joseph never lost sight of God's plan, and he never stopped living by faith. And as we've been seeing here, Joseph finished the race well. You know, when Joseph took that last breath, his race was over. It was done. And you know what? He made it to the finish line.
He had many opportunities to quit, but he finished the race. And he finished well. You know, all of us are in a race. We all have obstacles. We all have temptations to quit. But you know what? Are we going to finish well? Are we going to finish the course that God has put us on? How do you want to finish the race tonight? How do you want to finish the race that is set before us? I'm reminded tonight of the Apostle Paul and how he finished the race. With confidence, he could say, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. You know, will we be able to come to the end of our life and say, we have finished God's purpose for our life? We have finished the race well. That's in 2 Timothy chapter 4. And verse 6 through 8 says, for I am now ready to be offered. Here he is at the end of his life. And the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. I trust tonight that the example of Joseph and how he finished his life and how he finished the course will be an encouragement and a challenge and a reminder for us here tonight to finish well. The race that God has put us in, may we finish well. Let's not quit. Let's not give up. Let's not throw in the towel. No, let's live by faith. Let's trust God's plan that he has for us and finish well the race that he has put us in. How are you going to finish the race? Will you finish well? Will you finish like Joseph and give like he did here, gave commandment concerning his bones? I'm not going to dwell here. Take me up when God, take my bones when God comes to deliver. Will you finish like the Apostle Paul? When you come to the end of your life, having finished the race and finishing it well. Let's pray. Lord, certainly we could all think that we're in a day and age where we just can't go on, or maybe there's obstacles, or the difficulties we're facing are an excuse just to give in, to quit. Oh Lord, tonight may we take the challenge from Joseph's life and the Apostle Paul to finish the race and to finish it well. Lord, there's many races in life. And whatever the challenge, whatever the race that your people are running right now, may they finish it well. And Lord, may we come to the end of our life and finish it well. And Lord, I pray that you would use the example of Joseph's life, how he never lost sight of your plan. And Lord, may as God's people, we not lose sight that you have a plan and a purpose for our lives. Each one of us here tonight, you have a specific plan and purpose. May we be reminded of that. And then like Joseph as well, may we never stop living by faith. Oh, the day around us might get much darker, might grow much darker. But Lord, may we never stop living by faith. The challenges, the obstacles, the temptations, may we choose to live by faith and trust God. And may you give us that faith perspective to see afar off and to see the finish line, to see the end. God, help us as your people tonight to be encouraged to finish well. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.